At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a game day edition. Hornets visiting our nation's capital, taking on the Washington Wizards tonight. Both teams in the bottom three of the Eastern Conference. Hornets will hope to take the season series with a W tonight. We'll have our game preview coming up in just a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about the latest rookie ladder that was published. Brandon Miller, no doubt in the top three. Where does he stand? How do we feel about it? And more on press conference introducing Jeff Peterson, the new executive vice president of basketball operations for Hornet Sports and Entertainment, to the local media. Played some of the quotes for you yesterday. You heard from Hornets co-chairman Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin on yesterday's episode of the HHC. Even the great Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN was in town, and he talked to us about the hiring of Jeff Peterson. So if you missed yesterday's podcast, might want to go back and check that one out. A lot of good stuff in there, but we'll continue to dig in to yesterday's press conference introducing Jeff Peterson here in the Queen City. Lot to get into, and no better person to break it all down with than my producer on the Hornets Radio Network, as well as the producer of this fine podcast, Rob Longo, here with us once again. Rob, it was a busy day the other day at Spectrum Center for the introduction of Jeff Peterson. A lot of fun talking to all those great luminaries, and you were in studio in your producer's chair for each and every one of them. Great job, and great to talk to you about everything that took place.
Yeah, I think I'm still trying to recover a little bit, a little tired, a little bit of a tiring past couple of days, but exciting past couple of days as well. So a lot of good stuff coming in and out of both the local media here on the Hornets Hivecast and nationally as well, going over the Jeff Peterson hiring and a guy that can't be more deserving. I know you've already touched on it the last couple of podcast episodes, but got to keep the momentum rolling. Some great stuff that we heard from Jeff the other day as well.
You thought you were going to have an off day. How about
I
that?
I never do. It never works out that way.
Well, there's not an off day today. Hornets will take on the Wizards tonight, but we did want to talk about the Jeff Peterson press conference. We dug into a lot of things, but one thing he touched on that we didn't really delve too deeply into, the state of the roster. Charlotte, no question about it, over the last several years has accumulated a lot of draft assets and drafted for the most part pretty well. No organization is perfect about it, but I think Charlotte has some bona fide star power. LaMelo Ball, already an all-star. Brandon Miller, now a two-time Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month. And there are several other players who have been graded very highly from their performance on the floor. Unfortunately, they have not all been on the floor simultaneously, really at all, over the course of this season. So it's hard to evaluate how close or how how far away the team might be to having it all come together. But that's the job of a lead decision maker of basketball things. I mean, sometimes this person's a general manager. Sometimes it's the title that Jeff Peterson has, executive vice president of basketball operations. But effectively, it's the same job. And so Jeff was asked about the state of the roster he was taking over. Here's what he had to say.
Look, I'm very excited about our roster. We have, you know, I think we have different kind of phases. We have a young core group and LaMelo, Brandon, Mark, Miles, and then we have some veterans and Davis and Seth, Cody, Grant, and just some more, you know, developmental pieces and Bryce and Nick and JT. So, look, I think we have a lot of good pieces. I'm excited to take this time, quite frankly, to evaluate and see exactly what, you know, where we can tweak some things to get better. You know, I had a chance to spend some time with them yesterday, and, you know, one of my main things was just, like, let's use these last 21 games to get better. There's no excuse that we can't have individual goals and collective goals led by Coach Cliff and just sit down and really use this time to get better and improve.
Rob, obviously there's going to be an evaluation period to come here, and we do view the world through purple and teal colored glasses, so take that for what it's worth. But I do think that there is the foundation of a playoff future already in place here for the Hornets. One of the things Adrian Wojnarowski talked about with us yesterday is that you never know where your best player is going to come from. And there certainly is the possibility, if not a probability, that that best player on a future playoff team for the Hornets is already in-house in a LaMelo Ball and a Brandon Miller. And so it's about evaluating, do the pieces fit together when healthy? What else does the roster need? And how do you eventually go to your end goal of becoming the premier franchise in the National Basketball Association?
I mean, if it was easy, everybody would be able to do it. So it's certainly been a challenge. And Woj was great talking about that yesterday in a podcast about how sometimes you got to be lucky. Sometimes you got to be able to draft well. Basically, everything has to go right. And if there's been any indication here in the last two seasons in Charlotte, almost everything has gone wrong, especially from an injury standpoint. So hopefully the Hornets are due for some better luck here as of late. But Jeff Peterson seems like a guy that's very level-headed. You've heard him talk in all of the interviews here over the last couple of days now, and I don't know how he has a voice left after all of the people that he's been talking to, because he's talked more than you and I have maybe for the entirety of the season, I feel like, in the last 48 hours or so. But at any rate,
how many podcasts are we up to, like 700 now?
It's a lot, but at the same time, Jeff had about six different interviews the other day here when he was introduced. But at any rate, I'm getting a little bit off topic here. The big thing with the way to build the roster is you have to have some of the pieces already here, and it certainly does right now. I mean, we talk about that young core all the time of LaMelo Ball, Mark Williams, Brandon Miller, guys like Miles Bridges, who there, of course, there has to be a decision made on him with unrestricted free agency here looming after this season. But the main core is here, and you also got that draft capital as well that can be used in signing trades, just keeping the assets and using them in the draft to build additional accumulation. So there's so many different ways that Jeff Peterson can go about putting his fingerprints on this roster. It's not a full-blown rebuild. I know that everybody likes to throw that word around. It's not a full blank canvas for Jeff Peterson. There are some pieces in the cupboard, and he's able to put his fingerprints on the canvas. He doesn't have to put every single brushstroke on it, but the foundation, the core pieces are certainly there, and it's going to be really interesting to see what he does moving forward to complement all of those pieces that are already here. But I think that the vision he already laid out there and the quote that we just heard is great, and I'm excited to see what he's able to do with it.
Yeah, maybe the analogy to use is instead of a blank canvas, there's not a giant black spot in the middle of the canvas. There's not some major contract issues. There's not, you know, a roster imbalance that he has to go about the business of getting rid of certain things so that he does have a clean palette from which to work from. He's kind of cleaned all his brushes already, or they've been cleaned for him, so he can go in there and hopefully create the work of art that we see in the future. And to the point that was raised, you know, sometimes luck is involved in this. Denver has created a potential dynasty. Jokic was drafted in the second round, famously during a Taco Bell commercial. And Woj used a quote from R.C. Buford about the drafting of Manu Ginobili and how if they were so smart, they would have drafted him a lot earlier, because he was not the first pick they had in that draft, nor was Jokic the first pick that Denver had in his draft. You got other teams that kind of raced to the bottom. Philadelphia had multiple stabs at a number one pick. Eventually, it was the third overall pick in Joel Embiid that ended up being the centerpiece to their current playoff run. And then you have other teams like Sacramento and Orlando who have certainly hit on specific picks. De'Aaron Fox, Paolo Banchero come to mind, but it's the accumulation of talent and assets and then having a healthy season that eventually put them on playoff footing. So hopefully a lot of those pieces are already in the cupboard for the Hornets as of now, and Jeff Peterson can go out there and do his thing, put them all together, put the finishing touches on hopefully a quick turnaround for the Hornets relative to Peterson being hired, of course, and getting this team back into the postseason. Again, if you want to hear yesterday's conversations with Rick Schnall, Gabe Plotkin, as well as Adrian Wojnarowski, it's all available on the Hornets Hivecast archives, and you can see the full press conference with Jeff Peterson over at Hornets.com. One of the major pieces to the Hornets roster as it sits right now, and probably a huge piece to the future, Brandon Miller, featured prominently in the latest rookie ladder from the NBA. We will talk about that next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Sam Farber and Rob Longo here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. Again, welcome to Jeff Peterson, the new Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Charlotte Hornets. Thrilled to get to talk to him a little bit yesterday and talk about him yesterday on the podcast with Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin, co-chairman of Hornets Sports and Entertainment. So kind to join us in studio. Really appreciate them. And great to talk to Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, about all that's going on here in the Queen City as well. Very exciting times and a very optimistic future ahead. Maybe more so for this reason than any other, Brandon Miller is in the Queen City and he is having a heck of a run now. Back-to-back Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month honors, and he's featured prominently again in the Kia Rookie Ladder published by NBA.com in the last 24 to 48 hours, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. Now, not a lot of movement on the rookie ladder. Brandon Miller is still in at number three, but sometimes the devil is in the details. And when you read a little bit more about the rookie ladder, this quote stands out. The author of the piece, as always, is Steve Ashburner. And here's what he had to say. The gap between number two and number three on the ladder is more narrow at this point than Wembanyama's unofficial lead over his nearest challenger. Chet Holmgren still ranks second for his play and his fit with Oklahoma City, but Charlotte's Brandon Miller earned his second consecutive Rookie of the Month award from the East for a reason, lots of them. So I think it should be appreciated, the recognition coming from national scribes and the folks at NBA.com. They truly do pay attention to everything to recognize just how well Brandon Miller has been playing and how close the gap is between him and Chet Holmgren. And not just for the overall statistics, for which, you know, the difference between the two players is now about a point per game. There's some categories like 3-point shooting that there's an obvious edge to Brandon Miller. There's others like block shots and rebounding. That's an obvious edge to the 7-footer Chet Holmgren, given his role. But overall level of play, Brandon Miller has significantly closed the gap. And it's not just, well, we need a third person there to fill out this, this podium. It's truly Brandon Miller is in that same conversation with these two, and we'll see what he does over the last month or so of the season. Maybe he'll end up passing one or both in some people's estimations.
it feels like the only reason that Chet is above Brandon at this point is basically because of the record, because of the winning. And Oklahoma City definitely has a lot of pieces. They've obviously had a lot more success this season as well. I mean, when you look at it, Brandon's done everything he's been asked of and then some. I think there was a lot of questions going into this season where is Brandon Miller going to fall? Is he going to be a guy that you bring off the bench for a year? Is this a guy that is he going to start in some spots where guys are injured? What's his role going to be? And obviously it's taken off and it's expanded beyond, I think, anything that a lot of us could have believed, especially with the scoring average and just the talent and the ability to do a little bit of everything and just be so consistent while doing that. I think that's the biggest thing is obviously with rookies and especially the proverbial rookie wall that everybody talks about, Brandon Miller hasn't hit that. And if he is going to, I think he's running out of time in order to do that. But he's just been so consistent for so long, and that's very rare from a first-year player. And I think that's something that really stands out when you look at him and the success that he has. Obviously, Chet and Wemby are going to have their advantages. I mean, anybody's going to have an advantage when they're 7 feet tall or 7'4". Must be nice. Can't relate, obviously. But at the same time, too, if you go back to what Woj said on a podcast a couple of days ago here, and the ability that Brandon Miller has showcased, because there were some questions from the national media as well when they were scouting everybody at the draft this past year. There is probably a clear, concise number two pick, but there's that question between the number two and number three. And that's something that a lot of people went back and forth with Brandon Miller and Scoot Henderson. And people thought that Scoot would be a little bit more developed because he's a year older and he played in G League Ignite and that sort of thing. Didn't go the college route. Brandon Miller has answered every single question and then some this season. And this is just a testament of his hard work, his work ethic, and his God-given talent that we've seen so far. And he's just going to get better and better. I mean, I think you go back to something that I saw the other day. I think it was on Bally. They were showing some side-by-sides of rookie year players and then year five or six, and it's just night and day what they're able to do and transform their bodies. Giannis Antetokounmpo is a great example. He came in as a scrawny kid into the league, and all of a sudden he's this Greek freak. And then you have other guys in there. Jason Tatum's another guy that buffed up as well. There are several players where you just see what they're able to do in a couple of seasons and develop their body, because again, we forget that Brandon Miller is a very young guy and his body still isn't finished developing. And is he going to be able to get on a good offseason workout plan and a good workout regimen? And he's just going to get better and better because the physicality is so key in this league, especially from an offensive standpoint. So the sky's the limit for him. I know that Jeff Peterson touched on that as well during his round of interviews over the last couple of days, but I'm really excited to see what Brandon Miller has moving forward. And it's good to see some recognition finally from the national media.
Yeah, me too. A couple of things there to touch on your points. One on Brandon Miller versus Chet Holmgren, the overall stats for the season, points per game, 17.1 for Chet Holmgren, 16.7 for Brandon Miller. There are a lot of other stats that should come into play in determining these, but points is always first and foremost in everyone's mind. The gulf between the top three and everyone else is sizable. The gap between Brandon Miller and Victor Wembanyama is less than the one between Miller and Scoot Henderson, who averages the fourth most points in the rookie class. But in the last 15 games, roughly the last month or so of the season, Brandon Miller has had an uptick, and he has now kind of joined Victor Wembanyama. They're the only two averaging over 20 points per game in that span. Chet Holmgren is within a three ball away from them, but he is lesser in terms of his averages at 17.5 points per game. There are other numbers that factor into this: wins, rebounding, block shots, overall impact on the game. I don't have a huge issue at all with Chet Holmgren being ahead of Brandon Miller. I'm just glad that they're solidly in the same group. Now, normally I get fired up if I feel Brandon Miller is being insulted. I just want to throw this out there because you did reference the conversation we had with Woj and talking about the decision between Brandon Miller and Scoot Henderson for the number two pick, and how everyone's kind of in consensus now that, yeah, the Hornets got it right, something we really felt strongly about from an early point in time. But I do want to stand up for the other person in that decision, because I think there is a bit of malpractice going on in this rookie ladder. Not featured in the top 10, Scoot Henderson. And look, it's fun. I get caught up in this stuff too much. I don't look to applaud Brandon Miller at the expense of other players. You know, I want everyone to succeed, including Scoot Henderson, because he's a heck of a player and a heck of a person. His story is really, it's a great one. But I don't understand how he's not in the top 10 on this list. For the first thing, overall on the season, he's averaging the fourth most points of any rookie in the NBA at 12.9 per game. And yeah, his shooting percentage isn't as good as a lot of the other guys that are ahead of him on the list, but it's not so down in the dumps that he shouldn't be recognized at all. It's not the case. You know, some of the guys like the Thompson twins, for instance, are terrible 3-point shooters. Scoot Henderson's not especially great at it. He's at 31%, but he's way ahead of some of the guys ahead of him on the list. Furthermore, Scoot Henderson is the fourth leading scorer over the last 15 games in the rookie class. He's been injured for more of them than most, but he still does score at a pretty high level. So I don't understand how he's not currently on the top 10 of the rookie ladder. But this is a Hornets podcast, so I'll stay focused on the fact that Brandon Miller's right around where he should be, which is top three alongside Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama. Maybe Brandon Miller's candidacy for a rookie of the year or climbing the ladder at the very least will get another boost based off the effort tonight. Hornets visiting the Washington Wizards. We'll have our game preview next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta. Hornets visiting the Washington Wizards tonight. Hornets, bit of a rest advantage, although they'll be on night one of a back-to-back, so that rest advantage is going to be short-lived. Opportunity here for the Hornets to snap a five-game slide. I think overall the level of play for the Hornets has really improved quite a bit here over the last 10 games, really, since the trade deadline acquisitions arrived in the Queen City. The Hornets have been playing much better ball, and it's been a minute since the Hornets have last faced off against the Washington Wizards. Had that back-to-back way back in November, Hornets losing at home to the Wizards before going to our nation's capital and capturing a W there. They also picked up another win over Washington at Spectrum Center just before Thanksgiving. That was when LaMelo Ball was in the midst of his 30-point tear, basically getting 30 points a night for well over a week for the Charlotte Hornets. So Hornets taking on the Wizards fourth and final time. They can clinch the season series with a W tonight. Wizards have obviously been struggling mightily over the last couple of months of the season, and the Hornets feeling some better vibes, not just because Jeff Peterson is in as executive vice president of basketball operations, but because the defense has been much improved over the last 10 games. Rob Longo, you know how this works. We need players to watch for both teams as well as a stat to watch. Where would you like to begin?
Switch it up a little bit. Let's go with a statistic to watch. And for me, I think the obvious one is the fast break points. The Wizards are very good in that category. They're second in terms of fast break points per game. We saw how much the Hornets have struggled as of late with the turnovers, especially those live ball turnovers. That's what's obviously results in those fast break points. And the Wizards like to get out and run. They're the best team in the association in terms of pace. They like to push the ball. They like to move the tempo a little bit. The fast break points is definitely going to be something that I keep an eye on just because of the fact that the Hornets have had some turnover issues as of late. So I think that's kind of the obvious one for me tonight.
That's the one that stands out to me in this. It's the turnovers. Hornets had their third highest turnover game the other day in the loss to Orlando. There's not a whole lot of categories where it's like, oh, if they do this really well, they're clearly going to get a win. So it's not as if I can say if the Hornets turn it over 5 or 6 or less than 10 times in a game, their chances of winning are going to get so much better. But in terms of not feeding into a strength for Washington, not giving the ball up would go a long way. So I'm going to say turnovers is my stat to watch. Next up, player to watch for the Hornets or the Wizards?
Let's go over the Wizards player to watch. I think the obvious one here, too, is going to be Kyle Kuzma. I mean, the guy is basically one of their primary scorers. He's always in double figures. He's been in 30-plus in several games this season. He's a guy that can certainly pop off here. He's had 9 games of 30 points or more so far on the campaign. He's usually averaging around 22 points per game. So I think it just kind of goes without saying that he can be a little bit of a Hornet killer. He's the one that can be a little bit of a thorn in the side for Charlotte. So Kyle Kuzma, I feel like I don't really have to give a whole lot of explanation just because I'm not trying to stamp on the Wizards while they're down, but there's just not a whole lot of talent on that team for obvious reasons because of their record. But Kyle Kuzma is obviously the one that stands out the most, and that's why he's my player to watch.
Yeah, Kuzma's a really, really good player. I remember covering him in college. He's a talent. He's an NBA body. He has an NBA game. He fits in well on all franchises. I applaud him for wanting to be the guy for a team and doing everything he can to try and turn the Wizards around. He's definitely a player to watch. I'm going to go with Jordan Poole, who was brought over in theory to be his running mate, and something very interesting is happened. When he was with the Golden State Warriors, he was an off-the-bench kind of spark plug for that team, a high-volume scorer. He and the organization needed a change mutually. They found him a new home in the Washington Wizards, came over, paired up with Kyle Kuzma. It clearly has not worked. They've been at the bottom or near the bottom of the Eastern Conference basically the entire season. But perhaps they have found the right role for him again. He has shifted to coming off the bench. That's something that, again, he did a lot of in Golden State, was not really the expectation with Washington, but boy, has it worked. He's gone from being roughly a 15-point-per-game guy as a starter, shooting 40% from the field and 30% from three, to being a 23-point-per-game guy, shooting better than 43% from the floor and almost 40% from three, just in a little over a handful of games. So it's remarkable. It's not common. Normally, you see the shift go the other way, but so far, so good. The minutes are almost identical between starter and reserve for Jordan Poole. Clearly, a much larger sample size for him as a starter than reserve at this point, but the personal statistics kind of speak for themselves. Jordan Poole has been a very, very good bench player here for the Wizards, and so he'll be my player to watch for Washington. Last but not least, our Hornets to watch.
I'm going to go with Miles Bridges simply for the fact that he's had a little bit of a trouble here as of late, shooting the ball from beyond the arc. He's shooting 29% from three-point land in his last 6 games. He had a really good effort on the road to Philadelphia where he was 5-for-7, but if you go back to other games, the Orlando game the other night, 1-for-6, 0-for-3 on the road to Toronto, 1-for-7 against Milwaukee, 2-for-9 the night before against the Bucks. The trend is kind of there, so I think just getting back to that three-point shooting that he's been doing a really good job of here as of late, and we always go back to that quote that he said. He goes, "I don't consider myself a three-point shooter." Well, he's one of the best to ever do it in a Hornets uniform, so we consider him three-point shooters, and I don't want to say that this is a reason why we can say that he doesn't feel that he's a three-point shooter. You know what I'm trying to say here. But again, he's been able to be really, really good from three this season, shooting at about a 37% clip from beyond the arc. But the other thing, too, in these last 5 games is he's been a minus in the plus-minus, and I know there's other factors in there just in terms of who you're guarding. A lot of it has been those 2 games against the Bucks where you had to go head-to-head against Giannis. That's certainly going to play a factor in your plus minus rating, and it's not the end all be all stat, but there's other tall tale signs in there where he was a minus 19 on the road to Philadelphia, minus 8 against Orlando the other night. They're not crazy plus minuses, but I just would like to be able to see him as a positive out there on the floor. And I know he's one of those guys, again, that's getting the tougher assignments defensively, but just want to see him round a corner in that sense too. So shot volume's been the same. The efficiency has not been there, especially from three, like I said. And again, everybody's entitled to an off game or two, and I don't want to call it a slump just quite yet, but it would be nice to see him get back to that 5-for-7 shooting from beyond the arc. That would certainly be a lot better in this game tonight, so he's going to be my player to watch for that.
Would be a big boost for the Hornets. I'm going to go with Brandon Miller. You know me well, Rob Longo. I'm a stat nerd. I like to see history. I'm always looking for the silver linings in every single contest, and one of the trends that we have been tracking has been the three-point streak of Brandon Miller. He's made a three in 17 consecutive games. That is tied for the second longest rookie streak in Hornets franchise history. The number one streak belongs to LaMelo Ball. It's 18 games. I want to see history made by the Hornets rookie, Brandon Miller. LaMelo ended up winning Rookie of the Year. I don't know that that's a possibility at this stage for Brandon Miller, but anything you do on par with LaMelo Ball's rookie season is a good thing for the Hornets. I want to see some history tonight. If he only scores 3 points, I hope it's from distance, but the way that Brandon Miller has been running over the course of this streak, it's probably going to be more than that. He's averaging 21 points per game over these last 17 contests. He's been one of the best players, bar none, regardless of class, over the last couple of months here, and a very deserving winner of back-to-back Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month awards. I'm looking to see him continue his quest for the three-peat. He would be also the first Hornet to do that since LaMelo Ball did in his rookie season. All right, game time is set for 7 p.m. And of course, after the game is over, when you wake up tomorrow morning, you can get the latest episode of the Hornets Hivecast. Rob Longo, Sam Perley will have a breakdown of tonight's game against the Wizards and a preview of the one to come, because as I said, we're on night one of a back-to-back here for Team Teal. If you'd like to get your tickets and join us at the Hive tomorrow for the Hornets taking on the Brooklyn Nets, tickets are available at Hornets.com. Rob Longo, thanks as always for joining me here on the HHC.
Pleasure as always. Maybe I will be able to sleep at some point, but not anytime soon.
Best of luck in that endeavor. We will do our best as well. One last plug, please go back in the archives, check out yesterday's podcast. Really enjoyed the time and appreciate the time from Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin, co-chairman of Hornets Sports and Entertainment, sitting down talking about their new hire, Jeff Peterson, as executive vice president of basketball operations. Also, a Woj bomb. We got to talk to Woj here in studio. That was a lot of fun. So you can check out that conversation as well from yesterday's HHC. For Rob Longo, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.